From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Three more people are joining a federal civil lawsuit against the Little Rock Police Department alleging violations of the Fourth Amendment in suspected drug cases. KUAR intern Michaela Ely spoke with two of the plaintiffs and their attorney and has this report.
Roderick Talley's lawsuit questions the legality of methods used by the department's narcotics unit when executing no-knock search warrants. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump is representing Talley and three others.
I don't believe, and I don't have any background for this, but I don't believe Little Rock's drug issues are any worse than any other city in America. And so if they were not doing this in cities much larger, like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, Washington, D.C., then why would somebody think it was warranted to do these Little Rock no-knock police explosion raids on mostly black people?
An article by the Washington Post first detailed the newspaper's investigation of the Little Rock Police Department and featured Talley's story. He was hit by his front door when officers used explosives to enter his apartment. Talley says he felt this legal action was his only option.
Going through this process and then going to the people that are supposed to, you know, look after them and, you know, punish them for their crimes, when you see that they're in cahoots with the people that are doing wrong, it's almost like, what do? You know, you go and you look for help for help against the people that are supposed to be helping you. And then they're like, well, we don't see a problem either. It's scary. It's scary. And I say that because I did all of those things. The filing a lawsuit was the last thing that I decided to do. I thought going to internal affairs would work. I thought going to the city attorneys would work. I thought writing a newspaper. I thought contacting news stations. I thought getting in contact with whoever I could would just do something for the officers that had wronged me. And the more that they closed those doors, the more that they opened doors that they didn't even know that they had. And I started to find the skeletons in their closet. And now it's becoming a problem for them as opposed to the problem that they caused for me and so many other people.
Talley says he hopes this case will help motivate others who feel targeted by police to know the law and fight for their rights.
Man, that fear for the community, it seems like it will wake them up, you know, to them noticing that we need to start policing the police and we need to start being accountable for our own neighborhoods instead of allowing outside people to control our neighborhood. I mean, these officers don't even live in Little Rock. So how can they, you know, be in areas to police people where they don't even know the people in their neighborhood? Because just like my neighbors reported in the article, had you even just spoken to someone in my neighborhood, you would have known that the things that they've accused me of, it would have been unheard of.
One of the new plaintiffs in the lawsuit is Derek Davis. His home was raided after an informant alleged to police that Davis sold him cocaine. He said Talley's involvement kept him from taking a plea deal for lack of knowing what else to do.
Honestly and truly, I felt like it was a godsend, really. The fact that he was able to contact my parents and who actually helped with my case, and he contacted them and let them know that, hey, this didn't come out of nowhere. Hey, the police actually set this up. Hey, this was your son is innocent. That really just was an eye opener for me, and it really helped me throughout this whole situation, which I had no confidence in because I had never been arrested before or had any interaction with the police at all.
City Attorney Tom Carpenter said in a written statement, the department's policies comply with state and federal civil rights law. He declined to offer further comment on pending litigation. For KUAR News, I'm Michaela Ely.